More than 45 years ago, President John F. Kennedy called for a group of men and women to serve their country, transmit their skills to countries throughout the world, and become ambassadors of peace. Hi, this is Jody Olson, Deputy Director of the Peace Corps. Volunteer Voices is a collection of stories from just a few of those men and women who have served. For more information on the Peace Corps, go to peacecorps.gov.
Bringing Back the Moon, written and read by Sean Davis. I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Mali from 1996 to 1998. It was a Thursday night, and Kadibugu was bathed in an eerie blue light of the full moon, which cast midnight shadows and illuminates the town's many pools of stagnant water. I turned in early that night after a full morning of language class, a long afternoon field trip, and a seemingly endless dinner of rice and heart. Safely tucked beneath my mosquito net, covered in beads of sweat, I lay dreaming. It was a musical dream. In all honesty, it was another of my fanatically vivid food dreams. This time, it was an upscale Italian restaurant in New York City. But in between my ravenous mouthfuls of mile-high lasagna, I was keenly aware of an African drummer positioned next to the bar, who, believe it or not, was drowning out the Italian-speaking crowd. Just as my tiramisu was about to arrive, I bolted awake. All that delicious food was gone. But what was that? The drummer was still going strong. I pulled open my mosquito net, slipped into my muddy flip-flops, and stepped outside to investigate. The family compound next to ours was going crazy, banging everything in their reach that was bangable and singing their lungs to a premature death. Suddenly, there was a lull in their concert, and I realized, in that brief moment of silence, that the whole village was pulsating with hundreds of different irregular rhythms. Had the village chief died? I ran in to check my alarm clock. 3:30 a.m. What was going on? My host father, Namori, came out of his hut calling my Malian name. Musa! Musa! He stuck out his arms and clenched his two fists, which I could barely see. It had gotten so dark. Tile kalo, he said, as he slowly brought the two fists together until one covered the other. Amani! Whatever it was, it concerned the sun and moon, and it was bad. I looked up at the overcast sky, and as the clouds parted, the dusty pink penumbra of the moon revealed itself to us. It was a total lunar eclipse. With a pained expression on his face, Namori repeated, "Bad moon. Tomorrow no sun, no moon." The woman and children continued to dent all of the pots and pans in the wailings of the faithful. As I turned to go back to my hut, the whole village entered into a chaotic uproar, unbelievably surpassing, with what seemed like an electrical surge, their already highly energetic state. Their prayers had been answered, their sympathy heard. The moon was slowly beginning to reveal itself again, sliver by sliver. With this confirmation of their efforts, they continued in full earnest, now accompanied by crowing roosters and braying donkeys, confused by the sudden new source of light. By 4:45 a.m., their celestial job was complete. The long-held tradition had worked again. They had brought back the moon.
Thanks for listening. For lesson plans, more stories, and more audio stories, go to the Coverdale Worldwide Schools website at peacecorps.gov/WWS.